Greetings from the McHugh Center, home of the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is the UVA fourth year, who's widely considered the best player in NCAA women's soccer, Morgan Bryan. Morgan, thanks for stopping by. Is your schedule as busy as it always seems to be when I talk to you?
Yes, it's quite busy. Preseason's starting up, and I just got done taking biology in my lab course, so it's pretty busy.
UVA was the only school to send both of its soccer teams to College Cups last season, and this could be another big year for both programs. The preseason coaches' polls were released Wednesday, and the UVA women are number three, as are the men. I know the two teams are close. As a player, is this an especially exciting time to be part of UVA soccer?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think especially last year, we both had pretty good seasons, and I think, you know, the support around the community has gotten a lot better for both teams just over the past couple of years. And I think both of us being ranked number three is, you know, we've definitely deserved that. And just from the seasons we had last year, and we were returning a lot of the players we had. And so hopefully we'll both have some good seasons.
You've made 11 appearances for our national team. For the 99% of the population, myself included, who will never represent the United States in an athletic competition, what's it like to stand out on the field with the Star Spangled Banner playing?
It's probably a feeling you can never explain. It's something you just feel, and it's definitely one that you always dream about growing up, playing soccer, and just that was my dream, to play for the United States, and not just at the youth level, but for the full team. And I think that's something that I want to strive for and continue to do for as long as I can, to play soccer.
Is it a little more commonplace now when you go out to play than it was that first time?
Yeah, definitely. But it's something you don't ever get used to. And I think that's something that's good. And you don't want to get used to that feeling of going out and playing in a big stage like that and for your country.
In soccer, as in several other sports, a player who appears for his or her national team is said to have earned a cap. Are there actual caps?
No.
Do you get a jersey or anything that commemorates each appearance you make for the national team?
Yeah, every time you make a team, whether you play or not, the roster, you get a jersey, the jersey you wore in the game. And then my first cap, I got a ball signed by all the players saying it was my first cap and against who, and the ball that was used in the game. So that was pretty cool. And so, then also first goal. So you get a ball for every big thing that happens.
Do you have those jerseys displayed in your house, or are they just set aside for later?
I have them at home and some here in Charlottesville, but I've given quite a few away already. So
it's not an exaggeration to call you a world traveler. Tell me, if you will, all the countries you've played soccer in.
Oh, my gosh. Well, most recently, Canada. And then I've been to New Zealand, Japan, Argentina, Spain, Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Trinidad and Tobago. I can't even remember most of them, but it's a lot.
You earned your first cap in the United States on June 15th, 2013, against South Korea. Becky Sauerbrunn also played for the U.S. in that game. Becky, of course, is a former UVA great. Did you know her before you were called into the national team?
Yeah, she had come and trained with us one of the times before I got called. I think it was last spring, and she just played some indoor soccer with us, and that was pretty much all I knew her. I just knew of her name.
Does that make it any more special to have someone who you share that bond with, kind of the Virginia bond outside the national team?
Yeah, it's definitely special, especially when we're there in camp. We can talk about Steve. We can talk about the program and everything that she went through and the same things I've gone through, and she knows exactly what I'm doing here in Charlottesville, and it's kind of cool to bond about that.
One of your teammates here, Mackenzie Doniak, is playing this month in the Under-20 World Cup in Canada. You played for the U.S. team coached by our own Steve Swanson that won the gold medal at the U-20 World Cup in Japan 2 years ago. Did you give Mackenzie any advice before she left?
Yeah, we played them, I think, with the 23s about 2 weeks ago, right before they were leaving for their camp. And, you know, I just wished her luck and told her to play as hard as she can and, you know, have fun. That's the most important thing, is to have fun in the whole experience and get a lot from it. And obviously we'd like to have her back here, so...
That experience for you, you talked when you came back that, I mean, that was challenging on a lot of different levels, wasn't it? Just by virtue of going across the world and having to deal with the time difference and coming back and being late for school. It seems like this will be a little bit easier for her.
Yeah, for sure. I think she's only missing a couple, unless they go all the way, she won't miss that much of the season, and which they can. So who knows? But for her, it's easier because I think she's not missing any school, and she's only missing maybe the first week or two of the season, and that's not bad at all, and that's good for her and good for the team when she comes back.
The Men's World Cup this summer got record TV ratings in the United States. Were you one of those who watched as many matches as possible? And once the U.S. was out of the tournament, were you pulling for any team in particular?
Yeah, I was watching most every game that I could. And I actually went to Hawaii for 2 weeks and during the World Cup. And the games were on at like 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. there. So there was definitely days we woke up at 6 a.m. to watch them. But I definitely was a part of that. And I think once the U.S. got out, I was cheering for Germany. I like the way they play.
Pick your winners well.
Yeah.
The next FIFA Women's World Cup is next summer in Canada. How are your obligations with the national team going to affect your final season at UVA? Are you likely to miss some regular season games?
Yeah. Well, if I'm fortunate enough to make the team, which I hope to, and there's about a 2-week camp in September, and qualifying is pretty much the entire month of October. So if I do make the team, I will miss that chunk. But the good thing would be that I would be here for the entire NCAA tournament. So
you were a huge part of the UVA team that won its first 20 games last season, earned the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament, and advanced to the College Cup for the first time since 1991. Virginia's semifinal opponent was UCLA, which ended up advancing to the title game on penalty kicks. Now that you've had some time to reflect, how do you look back on the season? Is that semifinal result still as painful as it was that night?
Yeah, it's definitely as painful. I think you could ask, you know, anyone, they'd say the same thing, just with the way we lost and how hard we fought. But just reflecting back on the season, we did some things that a Virginia team has never done here. So I think that's something to be proud about, and definitely not to hang our heads on the way it ended, because in reality, we lost one game all season.
Right.
And that wasn't an NCAA tournament. So it's, you know, UCLA was a great team, and I think if we were going to lose to someone, it should have been them. And I think it was a pretty good game. And so, I mean, for us, it was just something that we look forward to now and look back on, and that motivates us for this year.
The UVA women drew record crowds to Kloeckner last season. When you're on the field at home, are you aware of the fans, and does that support make a difference?
Yes, the support makes a huge difference. Just us being in the number one seed last year in the tournament, playing in front of our home crowds every game until the Final Four was huge for us. And I think if we can do that again this year, that'd be definitely something that's going to help us.
On January 9th, Soccer America named you its College Player of the Year. The next day, you received the Herman Trophy, which is awarded annually to the nation's top player. In April, you and Joe Harris were honored as UVA's top athletes for 2013-14. And in June, you were nominated for an ESPY in the Best Female College Athlete category. I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but I think listeners we'll get an idea of how your third year at UVA went on the field. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, the third year was awesome. I think just starting out in June, getting my first call up to the national team, I think that was, and then we also went to England, and that definitely helped us as a team. And I make sure to tell everyone, though, with all those awards I get and I receive and, you know, nominations like that, and I wouldn't be possible with all my teammates. And, you know, they had great years last year, and it was the reasons I got those awards. So
the Women's College Cup will be played in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this year. Is an NCAA championship a realistic goal
Yes,
for this team?
Every year.
The team started practice Wednesday. You leave Friday for the annual training camp in Michigan. What's it like being on the road with your teammates for an extended time like that? And have you been able to go to Michigan every time with the team, or?
Yeah, I've been twice now. Yeah, second year we didn't go to Michigan, and that was the year we went to the under-20 World Cup.
Under-20. So you went your first year, then last year.
Then last year.
What's that like?
It's a pretty cool thing. I think we do a lot of fitness on the dunes, and it's better than just going out and running on a soccer field and doing some fitness there. But and just being together in the same, in close quarters in the same building for a week or, you know, longer sometimes with a team that's trying to come together at the right time is a perfect way to start preseason. And so for us, it's always been a good thing to go to Michigan, and it's beautiful up there too. So
you lost some great players from last year's team, but there's a strong nucleus back too. What are your thoughts on this team's potential, you know, going into the year? What questions does it need to answer?
I think this team that we have has a lot of potential to be better than last year's team in certain ways. And we definitely lost a lot of players. But I think our first years and transfers coming in have the ability to step up and, you know, take those spots. And I think that's something we're going to figure out in preseason pretty quick here. So I think we have a good chance of going back to the Final Four and hopefully making a run of the national championship.
It was an experienced team at most positions last season. I know Morgan was new in the goal as a first year, but there were veterans just about every place else. Of the players who had seniors in front of them last year and didn't see the field that much, who do you expect to break out this fall? I mean, are the players that the casual fan might not recognize by name who you think could have a really big impact this year?
Yeah, I think, just learning from going to the Final Four last year, I think the depth part of it is going to be huge just from playing that many games and being that deep into the season. So I'm hoping a lot of the first years, and, you know, we just started preseason, so it's kind of hard to say with the first years and some of the transfers, but I think Chris McNabb coming back from injury mm-hmm. is going to be huge for us this year. And Brittany Radcliffe, you know, came off the bench and was great for us last year, but now I think she's going to have to take on a little bit different role and possibly start. So I think for those two, it's going to be a little bit different for them. And hopefully Kristen's going to come back strong from her ACL, which she already looks good. So
what about the two transfers? Have you had a chance to play with them?
Yeah. Megan Cox from JMU. I think she plays in the back line or holding mid. So not really sure about where she'll play yet, but she's good, technically sound. And Tina is really good as well from Vanderbilt. She's outside back. And, you know, we needed some depth in the back because that's where we lost most of our players. And so that those two will definitely help.
Your national team commitments have made it tough for you to take a full load of classes every semester. Where are you on your path to graduation?
Well, since I just took biology in lab, that was good because I wasn't planning on you know, getting those before I left and after the season. But I think if I were going to be here all year, I'd graduate on time. So
you may have a little bit to finish up then.
Yes.
Depending how the World Cup goes.
Yes.
I remember interviewing you your first summer here, I think right before you left for Michigan the first time. Now you're heading into your final college season. From your perspective, have the years flown by, and how has the experience been at UVA for you?
Yes, the years have flown by. I can't believe that I'm a senior and this is my last season. I feel like it's gone by like a blink. But, I mean, my experience here has been amazing. And I think the environment, the friends I've made, Steve Swanson and the coaching staff has made me a completely different player. And I've gotten a lot better. And I feel like that I owe that to them. And just the friends that I've made on the team and the experiences I've had every year with them, I've learned a lot about myself, not only as a person, but as a player.
Well, I know you need to get ready for your afternoon practice. Thanks again for making time for this interview, and best of luck, not only with the Hoos, but with Team USA.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For UVA fans, Morgan and her teammates will play one exhibition game at Klockner this month on Monday, August 18th against VCU. The season opener is four nights later on Friday, August 22nd against Marshall. As you can tell, the 2014-15 school year is almost here. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.